This is Chris Turner, Lifeway's Media Relations Manager, reporting from the 2008 Southern Baptist Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana. About 7,200 registered messengers gathered June 10th and 11th for the annual Southern Baptist Convention. The number was one of the lowest in recent years. Lifeway President Tom Rayner expressed concern over the number of messengers who attended, but was encouraged by the overall tone of the convention. He also expressed appreciation for Lifeway employees. I caught up with Dr. Rayner on the exhibit floor and asked his perspective on the events of the two-day meeting. I'm talking with Dr. Rayner on the exhibit floor here at the Southern Baptist Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana. Dr. Rayner, just what is your overall impression? It's Wednesday and things are moving towards an end. What's your overall impression of the SBC this year?
Well, Chris, first of all, I'm glad it's Wednesday, and I'm glad it's no longer Tuesday, because you have all the presentations that take place, the Lifeway report, the Lifeway presentation, the questions on the floor, the motions that go, and everything's about to culminate. Here's my overall impression. The interest in the SBC still seems to be waning at convention time. I mean, 7,000 messengers is very, very low. I think that is a challenge before us, that we have got not to get increased number of messengers for attendance sake, but just to get a greater interest in the SBC. So that is that would be the negative. The positive, this convention has seemed to be focusing more on things that really matter. I've heard more conversations about repentance. I've heard more presentations about keeping our focus on the main thing. And maybe we're about to get away from these peripheral issues that have been distracting us so much, and we're going to really be focusing on what God wants us to focus on. So I am greatly encouraged. Very pleased. Johnny Hunt is president. I think he's going to do a great job, and I think he's going to reach across all different kind of lines and make a difference in the SBC. Lifeway has done well, and I just speak for all of Lifeway. I am so proud of every facet of Lifeway, and I heard comments again and again, not because I made an eloquent presentation, because I didn't, but I heard comments again and again, thank you for what Lifeway is doing. And I think that we come from this convention, we came into this convention well positioned. I think we come out of this convention well positioned as well. So when it's all said and done, Lifeway is very positive. The worship project has been an immense success. It is something that has created a buzz around this meeting, has created a buzz around the denomination, and I think it's exceeding all of our expectations. And it was an incredible video that was presented during the SBC presentation, where Mike Harlan, and with all types of technological gizmos that were taking place in that video, just made a great difference. So my overall is we've got to do something to engage more people in the SBC. That's the negative. The positive, that this is in itself been a very good convention.
One of the things that one of the initiatives that you launched when you first became president of Lifeway was Lifeway Research. And it's just been very evident with the research that has come out in the past 5-6 months that research is moving into and permeating all areas of the Southern Baptist Convention. Saw from the ERLC booth, they were doing live surveys based on Lifeway Research. How do you feel about the impact that Lifeway Research has had, at least to this point, and then coming in through this convention?
Lifeway Research in 2008 is at the point that I'd envisioned it would be at about 2012, already about 4 years ahead of time. I thought it would be a more gradual build. I think there are primarily two reasons from a human perspective. From a human perspective, first of all, bringing Brad Wagner in to be the inaugural director. Dr. Wagner does nothing but give energy, and he is just constantly encouraging, motivating, and he brought a good face. And then bringing in Dr. Ed Stetzer. I remember a meeting I had with Dr. Wagner in Starbucks. He said, "I want to run something by you. What if?" And I said, "Wow. If that could happen, that Dr. Stetzer would come to Lifeway, it would be an incredible coup." You put those two things together, and I think that we have moved ahead light years. They're addressing the issues that the SBC, the greater evangelical world, and even the secular world is very, very interested in. It has given a branding to Lifeway unlike any branding that we had ever thought that would happen. It's crossing denominational lines, but it's also having an impact, as you indicated, ERLC and others, IMB, NAM, within the denomination as well. I couldn't be more pleased with Lifeway Research.
One of the other initiatives is B&H Academic, which there's a display area in the store where all of B&H Academic has their books.
very prominent number of books. The number of titles being offered by B&H Academic has significantly accelerated. What type of response? It looks like those are really taking off and people are really buying into that, which was one of your goals. What do you see for B&H Academic coming into this and then coming out of this? Is that really elevating a position in the SBC, and are people really taking notice of that?
Oh, yeah. The role of B&H Academic from Lifeway's perspective is to influence the influencers, whereas Lifeway Research has a very, very broad base appeal across all different levels of the SBC and beyond. B&H Academic is really touching people who are in responsible leadership positions, whether it be the seminary, denominational leadership, key churches, whatever. And that has been immensely successful. I have been in at least a half a dozen conversations where people have told me, wow, things are really, really going great at Lifeway. And I'll say, why? Man, just look what you're producing at B&H Academic. It is a brand that is far beyond its revenue. Now, the good news is within B&H Publishing and within Lifeway, we're about to cross the threshold from a little bit of red ink to a little bit of black ink. So from a business proposition, it's right there paying for itself too. So now we've got the best of both worlds, and I'm grateful for B&H Academic.
Great, Dr. Ehner. Thank you for taking a little time today.
Thanks, Chris. Good to be with you.